This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It is time for fall parasite control, and joining us on our Wellness Wednesday, Linda Tykovsky, DVM Senior Associate Director of Dairy Professional Veterinary Services at Boehringer Ingelheim. Dr. Tykovsky, it's time for dairy folks to start thinking about fall deworming.
Well, in the dairy industry, since most of our cattle are in housing situations and are not on grass, we're not as concerned about some of the internal parasites. But really, as we move into the fall and daylight gets shorter, we start to think more about lice and mange. Those are probably the banes of dairy cattle existence as far as parasites, and we think of them as ectoparasites, right? Because they live outside the cattle rather than in the gastrointestinal tract. Think about the damage that they do. One can just be topically. In infestations, we may see skin lesions, crusting, oozing sores. But even if we're not seeing severe lesions, cows can be extremely bothered by these parasites. They feed on cattle, either on their scale of skin, or actually some of them bite and suck and will consume blood. And so they cause a tremendous amount of irritation. Cattle are uncomfortable. They may spend more time rubbing up on, things in their housing environment, gates, cattle brushes, because of this discomfort, and less time eating at the feed bunk or laying down making milk. So even what we call subclinical infections, so those that we don't see overt signs, can really be causing those cows some discomfort and really rob the dairy producer of milk and production.
We're hearing from Dr. Linda Tykovsky of Boehringer Ingelheim, who joins us today on our Wellness Wednesday to talk about the seasons changing. And this is really when it peaks, isn't it? The winter time when we start seeing these parasites?
Right. In the spring or summer, we have more sunlight and cattle will shed off their hair coat. So there's not as nice an environment for the lice and mange to live. And they will remain on the animal in low reservoir populations. But as sunlight decreases and temperatures drop and we get a little bit more hair growth, those lice and those mange mites will migrate, really kind of go into a growth phase, start to cause more irritation. So particularly in the northern half of the United States, fall and winter are our most severe times for lice and mange mite infestations.
So for dairy farmers listening right now, Linda, what's the plan of attack?
So right about now, it's time to think about what your deworming or your external parasite program for the fall will be. We generally want to apply a pour-on dewormer to these cattle late November. Most people kind of tie it to around Thanksgiving. Our preparation is at this point is really to decide what products you're going to use and make sure you have it in sufficient quantities. So, round about Thanksgiving or so, we'll go through and do a whole herd pour every animal. And if we get it kind of late in the season, hopefully it'll carry us through most of the season. Lice can be a little bit tricky sometimes, so we may have to do a second pour in later January, early February, depending on the severity of the infestations on a particular operation.
Sounds like it's really about starting now and staying on top of it.
Just like everything else we do in the cattle business, prevention is really the way to go. Rather than waiting until January and we're having cattle suffer, getting on top of it, as these lice and mange become more active to really kind of knock them back before we start to see production losses in both milk or from an immunosuppressive kind of state. So getting on top of it. Then what people can do, we tend to do a whole herd pour in the fall or winter, but really to have some sort of ongoing program during the rest of the year, just to keep reservoirs of these parasites at bay. So many people will do a whole herd pour in the fall and then pour cows as they go dry or as they come into the calving pen and any new additions into that herd. If we've purchased any animals or we have those springing heifers joining the herd, is going to have an ongoing control program.
Well, thank you for the time today and the reminder. That's Dr. Linda Tykovsky, DVM Senior Associate Director of Dairy Professional Veterinary Services at Boehringer Ingelheim. And I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.